gold as instruments of creativity and transformation. Without this word was nothing made. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Oluide, as it brings you into the reality of God's knowledge with utmost simplicity and clarity.
Thank you for another wonderful moment in your presence. Thank you for how glorious you have started with us. We bless your name forever. We ask once again that you will help every one of us to receive from you. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Time the word of prophecy or word of knowledge come.
To look at the kalman annabci take zuwa
to a particular person.
Zuwa ga mutum.
You have the right to claim it.
Kana da dama
dauka
ko kace.
Because the person directed it to me not like it.
The meaning may you are one day maka magana maka so shi ba.
And if the person like it, you can like it too.
Kuma idan mutumin na son ka kuma za ka iya kaunan sa.
If it is what you need.
Idan annabci akan abun da kake bukata ne za ka iya karbe shi.
Do you understand it?
Muna ganewa.
You will be highly blessed.
Amen.
Idan Allah yau za mu samu albarka.
You will experience something great and greater tonight.
Za mu zo da fahimtan abun da ake ce girma a cikin girma da daren nan.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 I say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's have it.
Bari mu zauna.
We'll be going gradually.
A hankali za mu yi tafiyan wannan daren.
By the special grace of God.
Ta gurin yadda da alherin Ubangiji.
This is the first comforter night for this year.
Wannan ita ce addu'ar mu a dare na farko a wannan shekara.
And I believe we are progressing.
Kuma ina da ban gaskiya muna cin gaba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say hallelujah.
Ku yabi Ubangiji.
I say hallelujah.
Ku yabi Ubangiji.
Glory to God.
Daukaka ga Ubangiji.
I say glory to God.
Nace daukaka ga Ubangiji.
God will take you beyond where you are.
Ubangiji zai kai ka fiye da inda kake tunani.
God will take you beyond where you are.
Ubangiji zai kai ka fiye da inda kake yanzu.
God will take you beyond where you are.
Ubangiji zai kai ka fiye da inda kake yanzu.
In the name of the Lord.
A cikin sunan Yesu Kristi.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's have our seats.
Bari mu zauna.
The promises of giving and receiving that Jesus taught.
Alkawalai da suke tare da bayarwa da kuma karbuwa da Yesu ya koyar su a kai.
The promises of giving and receiving that Jesus Christ taught.
Alkawalai da suke tare da bayarwa da karbawa wanda Yesu yayi wato koyar su a kansu.
The promises of giving and receiving that Jesus Christ.
Alkawalai da suke tare da bayarwa da kuma karba wanda Yesu ya koyar su a kansu.
Hallelujah.
Mu yabi Ubangiji.
The promises of giving and receiving that Jesus Christ taught.
Alkawalen bayarwa da karba wanda Yesu ya koyar su a kansu.
God dwelleth, they asked Jesus, where do you dwell?
Answer me, Yesu, inane masaukinka, inane mazamanka.
He told them to come and see.
Say yes, kupioni kuzo kugani.
God dwelleth, Jesus dwelleth in God.
Yesu, yena zama atiting Ubangiji.
And God is a giver.
Kuma Ubangiji me bayo suani.
Jesus dwelleth in God, the giver.
Yes, na zama cikin Ubangiji, Ubangiji mai bayarwa.
And the power to give is in him.
Kuma iko ta bayarwa tana cikin sa.
Living is giving.
Rayuwa karan kanta bayarwa ce.
Correct living.
Wato rayuwa korere.
Is correct giving.
It's a bias wa koreria.
Are you hearing now?
Kuna jimu kama.
Giving your resources out is the least expression of faith. The least.
Bayada wato malakanka wa wani shine kankanta a cikin ban gaskiya.
We'll be able to see what Jesus taught.
Zamu gani wato koyarwar Jesus game da bayarwa.
Our prayer is that God will give us understanding.
Addu'a mu kuma shine Ubangiji ya bamu fahimta.
He will grant us grace to respond.
Ya bamu kuma alheri na yi aikatawa.
In the name of the Lord
Jesus Christ.
I say in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Nati atike sunan Yesu Kristi.
I say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yesu.
If you believe it, shout the loudest amen.
Kute amen. Ina patan de bayimu kule ziba.
No, only one person is answering.
Ina patan de bayimu kule ziba.
How many of you believe I have not come to offend you? Let me see your answer.
Wanda fike de banga siyatua banzo mukule ziba kude ganu.
Okay, borrow me an amen.
So, kute amen.
You know, you have started teaching and started. That grace is just.
Kun san dai an riga an fara, yanzu muna ci gaba ne a cikin wannan alheri.
Is that true?
Yes,
okay. Luke chapter 6.
Luke sura 6.
Verse 38.
Aya ta 38.
The four set of disciples that Jesus caught.
Waɗannan wato almajire na farko wanda Yesu ya samo su.
He began to teach them the principles of the kingdom of God.
Ya fara koya musu wato alhadu na mulkin Ubangiji.
When he got to chapter 6 of verse 38 of chapter 6 of Luke.
Da ya kai wato sura 38 aya ta sura 6 aya ta 38 na littafin Luke.
Sigi.
Yake ku bayar
and it shall be given unto
kuma za a baku
good mayor
wato a aho mai kyau
press down
wanda aka danna shi
and shaking together
kuma aka suke da kiba
and running over
kuma suke zuba a kasa
shall make give into your bosom
haka kuma mutane ayan adam za su kawo maka
for with the same mayor
the means the hour the kaiwa what is
that ye may
when the kai
whether it shall be mayored to you again
haka kuwa za yi maka awo that a maido zuwa gojinka
friends
abokai
financial material prosperity
wadatan ka arziki ko kuwa mallaka
does not respond to prayer and fasting
ba ita bane take kawo wato amsa zuwa addu'a ba fa
it's a covenant
wato alkawali ce ko kuwa ijejeniya
covenant is what happened between the two parties
ijejeniya ce ta faru tsakanin mutane biyu
of which each and every party had their role to play
kuma a cikin wannan mutane biyu kowanne yana da abun da zai aikata
as far as financial and material prosperity is concerned God has played his role
Ubangiji dai ya riga ya yi aikin sa an za mu yi magana akan dukiya wadata ko arziki
it is left for us to play our
Ya saura gare ka, ya saura gare ni, mu yi namu aikin.
Give.
Ka bayar.
And it shall be given unto you.
Kai ma za a baka.
Good mayor.
Awo mai kyau.
Press down.
A danna sa.
And shaking together.
Aka girgiza.
And running over.
Kuma suke zuba a kasa.
Shall make give into your bosom.
Haka ɗan Adam za su baka.
For with the same mayor.
Domin fa yanda ka awa.
That ye met with her.
Kai awa wa wani.
It shall be mayored to you.
Aka kai ma za baka wannan awo.
My first question is this.
Tambaya ta ta farko ita ce.
Why did Jesus tell us to give?
Me yasa Yesu yace mu yi bayarwa.
Now, I don't know.
Sani ba?
Do you have any naira in your bag?
Ako wanda.
Whether old or new.
Ako wanda yake de wato
naira. Okay, anyone have any money with him? Let him.
Why yake de kudi anan? Ko sabuwan bugu ko tsohuwa.
the era of stingy people, they will see this next week.
Lokacin mutane masu lukudi za mu san ta yanzu.
Abi?
Ko ba haka bane?
When I saw you, I'm afraid.
Then na gani ba na dan ji soro kada.
Do you not tell them what is happening? It's aware.
Okay. Wato yana da sani.
Listen to me, everyone.
Kujini.
If I give this money,
in the bar, dan wawan nan kudin.
Na say, hold this money for me.
Na ce ka rike mini wannan kudin.
And the following day,
kuma rana da ta biyo,
go to my sister and give me 500.
Na ce ka samu ƴar wata ka ba ta 500 a ciki.
And he said no.
Sai ka ce babu.
Is this his money?
Kudin ka ne.
Am I not the one that gave him?
Ba ni na baka ba?
Likewise us.
Aka kuwa duka.
Any money you have,
duk wani kudi da kake da shi fa,
it's not your own.
Ba kudin ka ba ne.
It belongs to God. God will not ask you to give him what belongs to you if it does not belong to him. Do you understand the point? Please listen, listen. Do you understand what I'm saying? If he refuses,
in the yaki bayarwa,
I will count him as an unfaithful steward.
If
I'm so trust another person tomorrow, do you think I will give him?
In the UK, go
I will give the person that will help me deliver. Hey, please answer me.
Go back, Abani. Go back, Abani.
If you understand it, it will bless you.
In
you see, whatever God tells you to give out,
the
first knowledge I want you to have,
wato hikima na farko da nake so ka sani shine,
in the fourth place,
shine a farko fa,
that resource is not even your own.
Wannan mallakan ba taka bace.
But I work for my money. Who give you the brain?
Kana ai kudi tace ina ka samu kai aiki wai baka aiki.
I'm not for work of our money. We work.
Akika duka mu aiki domin mu samu kudi.
Who gave you the strength?
Wai baka iko.
Who gave you the wisdom?
Wai baka bai.
Who gave you the brain?
Wai baka bashira.
Who gave you the energy?
Wai baka iko.
Who gave you the opportunity?
Wai baka zarafi.
I think this is one of the things we have to deal with.
Since
the day God opened my eyes to see that any money I gave you is not even your own. I tell you to keep it for me. I know what to use it for.
Excuse me.
Okay, okay now. When I say, oh, it didn't work for it. You know, we always claim that, after all, I work for my money, which is good.
I think, yawancin lokacin mutane suke ce ai aiki na ne ni ne na aiki da kudin
samu kudin. We are not against that. That is why children are the most stingiest people.
Shi yasa yau yara ne suka fi rowa a cikin al'umma.
You buy biscuit for a child now. You buy biscuit for a child. This is what it is.
In ka siya wa yaro dan karami
biscuit. In the next 5 minutes.
Nan da mintuna biyar.
You do like this.
Kai da ka siya miki kace bani.
They try to do like
zaka ga yaro ya mai da hannun sa baya.
The question I normally ask, did that child pray that let my father buy this kid for me?
No,
the father buy it because of the love he has for the child. And the father say,
kulle yomi na ke tambiya yaro nan ka,
if you now collect it by force, she'll be crying.
In ka ce zaka kwace abun nan kuma da karfi zaka ga yaro yana
kusa. When God say give me your 10%, you are crying secretly.
Ubangiji yace ba ni wato zakanka kashi daya a cikin goma.
The baby church said they know the tire of asking of money. They are not asking.
Wannan ikkilisiyan ma ba su agajiya da tambayan kudi.
You only do yourself a good favor when you answer.
Kaji in ka amsa fa wannan irin aiki fa,
kana
kanka alheri ne.
They have accused me several times.
Lokaci tuka dewa aka zage ni aka zarge.
He's not collecting of, he's not collecting. I say look, I don't want to collect what will not bless you.
Eh, baya gira we aka beko, baya gira aka saka.
Whatever you release back to God with grudginess will never bless you.
Gaskiya shine fa duk abun da ka ba Allah a cikin gunagunai babu albarka.
What to do with this matter tonight?
Yau za mu tattauna wannan.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we still together?
Muna tare kuwa.
Are we still following?
Muna tare kuwa.
I experienced favor this year. I think we have traveled how many times? Twice now, huh?
A cikin wannan shekara da kwanaki kadan mun yi tafe-tafe guda biyu.
The last meeting we went, I went there to listen. I went there to sit down with my notes. But they said, you have to do something. I said, what is it, please?
And let me tell you,
that's the highest introduction I've ever received.
Kuma barin ja muku wannan ita ce gaggaruman gabatarwa da na taba samu a rayuwata.
God must continue promoting that man.
Aish. Ubangiji Allah zai ci gaba da daka ga wannan mutumin.
In my life.
A rayuwata.
You see the caliber of people we enter the same office and stand down together.
Kun ga irin mutane kuwa da muka shiga office.
I know you are very happy when you are sitting down there.
Kana gurin ai dan wa.
We are very happy.
Kaskiya mun yi farin ciki.
This year. God will connect you with those that matter. Because the kind of love that the man showed to us is too much. I kept imagining it. Very soon. 3 weeks outside.
Number the Jimawa.
1 week.
Number the Jimawa.
Don't worry, you'll see the blessing.
Alberka can namune umazaku samu alberka.
Last one, you see him here? There are many. And you, one day you say you are the one to deliver a message for us. All of you have to just rise and do something. Is that true? From now, God will introduce you to those that matter.
Daga yanzu Ubangiji Allah zai gabatar da kai ga mutane masu fadi a cikin al'umma.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That introduction was so much.
Wancan gabatarwa gagaruma ce.
Ha? I can't just ask you.
Na yi ta tambaya ya aka yi irin wannan gabatarwa?
How do we deserve such things?
Ya aka yi na samu irin wannan gabatarwa?
Beyond your asking. Beyond your thinking.
Beyond your thinking.
My God.
Ubangijina. Zai maka.
It's a serious issue.
Kaskiya abune gagaruma.
So wonderful.
Babban abune abune na mamaki.
Any relationship, any partnership, any friendship that will not end you well. From now, the Almighty God will disconnect you with us.
I
tell you the truth. Now, Jesus, please sit down, please. Jesus will not say give if he's not the owner.
Yes,
if you listen to this, it will bless your life.
In the kundini the chow, zafutamu albarka.
You know, there some people, you know, we are not used to be announcing and all of this. We don't announce them, but what God is just doing in our midst is so much. But you have to understand this very well. Let's give us in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
Corinthians farko sura ta hudu aya 7.
No, we fast, we pray, and there are some certain things that doesn't need.
Akika muna addu'a muna azume daban-daban amma akwai wasu ababe wanda ba abinda suke bukata ba kenan.
For who make thee to differ from another? And what art thou that thou did not receive? Can you see that question? Maybe whatever you have received it.
What we mean, when the Bamusamuba.
Now, if thou did receive it, why does thou glory as if thou hast not received it?
So tunda yanzu min samu, menene daukakan kuma muke ai hali kaman bamusamu ba.
Okay, please give me NLT.
Kubamu wato sashi ta NLC.
Oh, we're going gradually.
A hankali za mu je tare.
Poverty is one of the things that keep people quickly and
domin talauci wata na cikin abun da yake kashe mutane.
For what gives you the right to make such a judgment? What do you have that God
hasn't given you? What do you have that God has not given you?
Me kamalaka wanda ubangiji bai baka ba.
And if everything you have is from God,
kuma,
why boast as though it were not a gift?
So me yasa idan da gaske duk abun da kake da shi Allah ne baka, me yasa kake tsaga fukafuki cewa kai ka ba wa kanka?
Do you know that there are some first class products?
Could you class? Akwai wadansu wanda ake ce first class ne, su wato wanda suka kure.
Who does not get the opportunity that first class product gets?
Akwai wadansu wanda suka kure a makarantar boko, amma a gashe fa ba su samu zarafi wanda ba su kure ba ma suka samu a cikin al'umma ba.
Okay, now let me ask you a question.
Have you ever seen
anyone that died and he has enough resources, and when he's going, they bury him with all those things?
I
was in a certain church one day. In the midst of mature people. And I saw where they are counting offerings.
Haya an kammala sai na gan ana kirga baiko.
So serious.
Kaskiya suna kirga baiko.
I said, did these people understand?
Sai na ce to wannan mutanen akwai ganewa kuwa.
Somebody worth 100,000 naira.
Wani ya kai 100,000.
And they say, let's give offering.
And say, bari mu bada baiko.
He now remove 1,000 naira new notes and do like this.
Say ya tire dubu daya a cikin dubu dari sa sai yana haka.
It means that's the how much you could honor God.
Manan
giving is an honor to God.
Kutifa baya shuwa girmanta ubangiji ne. Abunda kai ya baruwa wato shine girma da kaba ubangiji.
The best way to honor God, the best way to honor God, is to honor God with your serpents. Do you understand my point? The best way, sir, to honor God,
is
to give him, to honor him with your resources. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3.
Right?
But I didn't have anything to honor God. I didn't have anything to honor God.
But as the son of the abundance of Allah, the Messiah of the,
let's read from verse
5.
Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy path.
Kuma shi zai bi sheka a hanyoyinka.
Be not wise.
Kada ka zama mai wayo a ida hannunka.
In thy own eyes.
Kada ka zama mai wayo a ida hannunka.
Fear the Lord.
Ka ji tsoron Ubangiji.
And depart from evil.
Kuma ka guji mugunta.
It shall be health to thy navel.
Kuma haka zai zama lafiyayye ga navel.
And marrow to thy bones.
Kuma zai zama haka zuwa ƙasusuwanka.
Verse 9.
Aya ta 9.
Honor the Lord.
Girmanta Ubangiji.
We die stop times.
Da mallakanka.
And with the first fruits of all thy increase.
Da kuma nunan fari na kowata wato abun da ka samu.
Verse 10.
Aya ta 9.
So shall thy barns.
Haka kuwa wato naka gida.
Be filled with plenty.
Za cika da yalwa.
And thy presses.
Da kuma duk abun da ka saka hannunka.
Shall bulk out.
Zata yadu
with new wine. What we were serving in those days,
lokaci da muke bautan kasa,
there was a certain church where we attend.
Akwai wata ikkilisiya wanda muke zuwa sujada.
They are in the Pasha.
Suna nan dai a Rumfa.
They were building the main auditorium.
Ko da yake ana gina masujada a gefe.
We are left with 4 months to
sora mana watane hudu
to pass out.
Mukamala bautan kasa.
And I was just going to the church that faithful morning.
Sai akwai wata rana da safiya ina hanya zan je wannan masujadar.
I started the church.
Sai na hangi ikkilisiyar a nesa.
And I thought, I said, I wish I have money, I would have just ruined this church.
Sai na ce kai na so da ina da kudi in sa wato kwano a kai ikkilisiyar.
And God ministered to me, say, buy a bundle of zinc.
And nan take sai Ubangiji ya ce mun to ka siya bundle na kwano.
In fact, you cannot roof all because you don't have the money for roof the one you have money for.
Tunda baza ka iya rufe kwanon duka ba, amma dan kalilan da kake da shi kai amfani da shi.
That faithful Sunday,
a wannan safiyar ranar Lahadi,
during the service,
lokacin sujada,
the pastor announced,
sai pastor ya yi sanarwa,
if any one of you have money that you not use in the next 2 months,
yace inda akwai wani a nan wanda yake da kuɗi baya sai amfani da shi
cikin wata biyu, we are going to give you at the end of the 2 months.
Kabamu aron wannan kudi bayan watanni biyu za mu maida maka.
So na su can you hear now?
Kuna ji inda ruhu yake aiki.
And I went the following day, which on Monday,
washe gari wanda take ranar Litini,
I removed 6,000. A bundle of zinc was 6,000 there.
Lokacin wato bundle na kwano 6,000 katal.
Our allowance was 75.
Kuma ana biyan mu 7,500.
Bank we collect 75 naira.
A bank ana ba mu 75. Suna tire wato charges suna tire 75.
Then I took the money.
Sai na tire wannan 6,000.
I went to the person in charge.
Na je wato gurin wanda na san shine za iya bin gurin sa.
I said, sir.
Na ce, sir,
this is my own contribution. I'm not borrowing the church.
Ni ba we na ba ikilisiya ba shi ba fa wannan ita ce nawa gudumawa.
A copper brass watch, you know that kind of thing.
Abu ya ba shi mama keta me bautan kasa. Ku ji ni.
The same environment.
A guri a wannan guri daya.
I was trekking there.
Ku tuna fa tafiya nake yi.
I went there this year.
Na sake zuwa wannan guri.
They were using vehicles to carry me around to preach.
Wancan guri da naje shekaran nan da mota ake ta yawo da ni.
And I told the cop, I said, you see?
Sai na giya wato masu
kwanta 21 years ago.
Na ce shekaru daya 21 baya.
By then they have not passed the road. Now they have done the road very. I was trekking here.
Na ce a nan tafiya nake da kafafuwata. Shekaru 21 baya.
I'm talking of Birnin Kebbi. I'm not talking of outside the country.
Ina maganan Birnin Kebbi.
Do you know what happened?
Kasan me ya faru?
When we now pass out,
da muka gama wato bautan kasa,
they give all the coppers in the church, they give them big gift. I don't know what was inside their home.
Da muka kama la bautan kasa wato ai mana kyauta duka coppers da suke wannan ikkilisiya.
My gift was the smallest.
Kusan me ya faru?
Do you know what it was inside?
Na wa kyauta ita ne karama.
A book title, Spiritual Warfare.
Sai aka rubuta akan kyautantawa cewa yaki ta ruhaniya.
Me, I'm talking of, let me finish food and make money. You are giving me spiritual warfare. What concern with spiritual warfare?
Ni tunani na in gama makaranta in samu aiki in samu kudi sai
aka bar kyauta. To me that God was just ordering myself to my destiny.
Ba tare da sani na ba cewa Ubangiji Allah na shirya ni ne zuwa ga ranar gobe na dauka kaka.
Whenever God demanded anything from you out of what he has given you, it is because he want to raise you.
Duk lokaci da Ubangiji ya tambaye ka wani abu daga ababe da ya baka, ka sani yana shirya ka ne ga dauka ka.
And that is to make me to share with you the secret of my anointing. Let me
use. Yesa yau ina so in nuna muku wato boyayyen asiri da take cikin bayan
tuwa. The secret of my own anointing.
Wato asiri da take boye a ciki wato nasara ta a rayuwa ke.
No man of God anointed me, God is.
ba wani bawan Allah da ya mini shafawa Allah da ya shafa ni da kanshi.
And I will share with you this evening.
Kuma yau zan kiya muku labari.
So I'll be able to follow what we are saying very well.
Amma fa ku ji ku bini mu je tare a cikin fahimtar.
There are some persons in life.
Akwai waɗansu mutane a rayuwar nan.
When you get to the edge of destruction.
Wanda in ka kai ga kutan halaka.
Because of your obedience.
Amma domin biyayya.
In little things.
Wata karama abu.
God will pull you back.
Allah zai dawo ka daga cikin wannan hatsari.
One faithful day 2005. Listen to this.
A halin 2005 akwai wata rana.
We went to the mountain to pray.
Mun je wato kan dute mun je addu'a.
With a certain pastor.
Da wani pastor.
A certain brother.
Da wani dan uwa.
And a certain brother.
Da kuma wani dan uwa kuma.
We were three.
Mun uku kenan muna addu'a.
We were praying on that mountain.
Muna addu'a akan wannan dute.
At the end of it.
A ƙarshen komai dai.
The certain pastor made a statement.
Sai wani bawan Allah fato ya wata furci.
The statement doesn't warrant demand. It doesn't demand anything. It didn't ask for anything.
Wannan furci fa bata nemi wani abu daga gurin wani kowa ba.
Say brother.
Ya ce ƴan uwa.
We say sir.
Muka ce na'am.
Say my wife is pregnant of twins. We're happy. Hey.
Ya ce ƴan uwa matana tana da juna biyu kuma ƴan biyu ne a cikinta.
Muka
yi farin ciki.
As she said me. She said me.
Kuma ta yi nauyi.
And what she just explained to say to the point that when they sleep in the night.
Ya kai har ga lokaci da an suka yi bacci.
Because of the heaviness of the
pregnancy. Domin nauyin wato chicken.
30 minutes the mattress has gone down.
Minti 30 ya yawa sai wato katifa ya nite.
It will tap him. She will tap him. Come to this side, and she will move to
me.
We should pray that she will deliver safely. That was the thing.
Mutai si adua tewa lata ayhu la milahia.
Then after that we ended the meeting.
Bayan nan muka kammala wato haduwan mu akan dutse.
Everyone went to their various homes.
Kowannen mu muka kama gaban mu muka tafi.
And I came to my own house.
Sai na dawo gidata.
By 2 a.m.
A karfe biyu na safe da asibanci.
God awoke.
Bangiji Allah ya tada ni.
You know you need to do your devotion by 5 ba.
Me yi akukuna addu'a safe ku karfe 5.
My devotion anytime I open eyes na devotion.
Ni addu'a safe na duk lokaci da bacci ta tada ni ka bude ido.
It doesn't have specific time.
Ni addu'a safe na bata da lokaci.
And I say woke.
Sai na zauna.
I say Father thank you for today.
Na ce uba na gode domin yau.
A thought. Say a thought.
Ku ce tunani.
You say carry this on mattress.
Sai ce ɗauki wannan katifan.
You see that man of God that you prayed together yesterday.
Ya ce ka ga wannan bawan Allah da kuyi addu'a kan dutse tare jiya.
Go and give him.
Je ka bashi wannan katifan.
If the wife sleep on this one, the name will not go down. You know it's very high. 12 inches there.
Cewa idan matan shi ta kwanta akan wannan katifa ba zai nitse ba.
And I say Lord, where am I going to be sleeping?
To ni ina zan kwana.
You will be sleeping on this.
Kace ai za ka na kwanciya a nan ƙasa.
That's why today when God tell you to give, you don't give. You are not the one, first one that started it.
Katifa, idan Allah ya ce ka bayar kake bayarwa ba kan ka fara ba.
Argument began.
Daga nan muka fara tunani ko kuwa muka fara jita-jita.
Mutu. From that time.
Daga wannan lokaci.
Till 4:30.
Muka ta mutu da ruhuna ina mutu har karfe 4 da rabi.
By 4:30 rain just started. Pa. You see now Lord God rain as I say the rain will not fall.
Karfe 4 da rabi dan ce aka fara ruwa na to gashi an fara ruwa sai ce ruwan na fa ba di ba.
I opened the door, I lifted it up. It's like from here to Main Road. This tsunami is
na bude kofa na tinda wannan katifa.
When I knock at the door, they were, how happened? Then
na kan kwata kofa suka ce dan wa me faru.
I said please open the door.
Na ce ni ne ku bude kofa.
I pushed it in.
Sai na tura katifan ciki.
I said, please, be using it.
Nace dan uwa daga yau kana amfani da wannan.
Listen to me.
Ku ji ni fa.
7 days later.
Bayan kwanaki bakwai.
The same room.
A cikin wannan daki.
On the same floor.
A kasa yanzu nake fa.
God appear.
Ubangiji ya bayyana.
God appear.
Ubangiji ya bayyana.
With a jar of oil.
Da wato man chapawa. Kokwa mai.
When the oil was poured upon me that day.
Look at oh. Akamu wato chapewa.
I was thinking that maybe I am whether a trance or a dream. I don't. I can.
Me ina gani shide kaman wayi ne.
By the time that day break, I do like this.
Amma da gari da waye fa da ne.
Everybody can see.
Sai na ga mai kowa na gani mai a kai ta.
His words is blessing people today.
Shine har wayo mutane suna.
Can I compare vital form of 2005 with all the blessing that God has done to my life?
Ezo kan sai ya wadanta wancan katifa da albarka da mutane su samu wane.
If I rejected that offer that day, I would have missed the destiny that God has for my life.
Yeka you are da a ce na ci yayin wancan bayar suwa wannan ranar da na rasa duka daukaka da Ubangiji yake bani yau.
And from that time,
daga wannan rana,
if I wake up now,
ina tashi yanzu haka.
You see what I say here? This is the meaning here. Every now,
abin da nake fadi shine daga yanzu.
Is there anyone that can buy that? No.
Akwai abun da zai iya siya mini duka?
Money does not buy anointing, but when God says, okay, I want to bless, there is a way he passed through, as he did to Solomon. He offered a sacrifice and he came. Say, what do you want?
Akwai wani matsayi da zaka kai wanda in Allah ya baka fa dole ka bayar kaman kudubi rayuwar Sarki Suleiman.
Do we saw the glory of God where we went?
Akika mun ga gaukakan Ubangiji inda muka je.
Do you know one thing?
Kasa wani abu ne?
That was the last time.
What the it take? Kashe.
I used cream last in my life.
Then the shop of my kashe kenan.
The occurrence that doesn't occur to me before they started. If I bath now, no matter the amount, give me 20 minutes, you will see the oil again.
Tun daga wannan lokacin abun da ya faru wata ranan yake ta faruwa an nayi wanka yanzu komi uturu minti biyar minti shiri ya yawa mai zai cika gaba.
Don't misunderstand me. I didn't say I wait that night for God to come down. No, he came on his own.
Kuti ba.
Some may say okay, he said in the night God came to us, let me go and wait in the night. Devil may appear to you. I didn't wait to I
kuti ba. Ba wai na ba da katifa na sai na je ina jira ba. Allah ya bayana ya yake sa babu na bayar kawai na cire zuciya na gure.
And those words that God speaks that day.
Kuma wannan kalamai da Ubangiji Allah ya furta su ranar.
Seeing the results every day.
Har wa yau ina ganin su suna faruwa.
Excuse me. The mattress is in my home.
Wancan katifan kan tawace.
Who gave me money to buy it?
Waye ba ni kudi na siya wancan katifa?
No one come out of poverty.
Ba wani wanda zai fita ya tsira daga cikin talauci.
If he's not a giver.
In dan buy a buyer swa.
I'm not talking of see, listen. We have the people of the world today, they are simply rich, yet they are sick class.
Kuti?
So I'm talking of riches and wealth without sorrow. I'm not talking of the one day.
Muna the water
I'm talking
masu,
of the genuine. Oh.
Muna the water su masu. Wadata da malaka a duniya amma babu lafiya ba irin wannan arziki muke fadi ba.
Do you know another thing that happened that period?
Kun san wani abun da ya faru kuma daga wannan aduwan?
One dangerous spy that has been disturbing my life for 10 years.
Akwai wani wato ya za ta spy ne wanda suke neman su san game da kai ne
shekaru goma. Anything you call it.
Okay, fine. Tio Mbaza.
For 10 years.
Batir na shekaru goma.
That was the month the thing disappeared.
I wonder what of a batir but sake gani sa ba.
Listen, because sometimes when we read what happened in the Bible,
when you say you muka karanta abun da suka faru a cikin littafin sarki.
You that you are the messenger, share your testimony and experience.
Kai ya kamata kana gaya mutane shedan labari rayuwanka.
If I tell anyone to go and fast now, you know I've been there for years. So it's nothing. I will even tell you what will happen stage by stage. So
in a kya wani yau yace azumi kutuna nima nai azumi, but
someone will become a false witness if he's preaching what he has not practiced.
Mutum fa zai zama mai ƙarya idan yana yada bicharan abun da shi bai yayi ba.
So at least whatever you are doing is what you are capable of for preaching.
Sani duk wani abun da kake wasi akai zama to abun da kai ya aikata.
Sometimes we say okay, it happened in the Bible, okay, we ask to as it happened in your life, if you say no, sorry sir.
Wani sai zaka kiya mutumi ai ya faru a littafin mai sarki, mutumi kuma sai tambaye ka ya faru a rayuwarka ne kace babu sai ya tafi ya barka.
After I said giving,
bayaswa
is the least expression of your faith.
Shine kankantar wato hali ka nuna ban gaskiyanka.
If you are not be faithful in that which is little.
In baraka zama wato mai imani a irin wannan abun ba kananan halaye.
If material resources that we can perish at any time.
Malaka da kake da shi wanda za ta halaka.
If we find it difficult to release it to God.
In that
or to whatever God say release it.
Yana maka nauyi ka yi bayarwa.
Is it precious things you would like to release?
Kana gani gagaru ma abu ne zaka iya samuwa ko zaka iya bayarwa.
The covenant of divine prosperity is right working and right giving.
Alkawali wanda take tare da bayarwa na asali shine aiki na gaske da bayarwa na gaske.
Do you understand the point?
Muna ganewa.
Giving is an expression of honoring God.
Bayarwa fa hali ne na girmanta Ubangiji.
If I read in my Bible, I say when Jesus said those who are the right hand enter into your rest. When I was hungry, you feed me. When I was and they asked, when do we see you doing hungry and we feed you, Lord?
It says,
when you did it too.
Yo she ne muka ganka kana cin yunwa muka baka abinci sai yace in da kama mutane da suke gefe
sa
kai mini.
Amen of our following. If you go for 40 days fasting and prayer for God to bless you financially, you are a joker.
In dan zaka shiga azumi kwana 30 40 kana rokan Allah ya baka albarka fa.
You will be a what?
Wa ta kake.
Let's go back to that Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9 and 10. Let's
bari mu duba inda muke karatun nan amma aya.
That is the prayer there.
Aya ta tara yawa.
You say let's be thought about and say the enemy against me to you will see your voice. I no.
A bari mu daga muriya Ubangiji wato makina ka kace su a lokacin nan zaka ga kaima ranka yana fama fita.
Look at what this Bible passage.
Ku ga abun da yake cikin ayar.
Honor the law with thy substance. What's the meaning of substance?
Ka girmanta Ubangiji.
Please.
Da wadatanka da mallakanka.
Give me NLT.
Ku bani sashen NLT.
Your poverty will end today.
Talaucin ku za ta kare da daren nan.
NLT.
Doing NLT.
Glorious in holiness, fearful in praise.
Good in wonders, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Good. Honor the Lord with your wealth.
Kakirmanta Ubangiji da wadatanka.
And with the best part of everything you produce.
The kuma wato mafi kyau duk wani abun da hannunka take yi.
Are you seeing the scripture?
Kuna gani?
Verse 10.
Aya ta goma.
Then he will fill your barns with grain.
Annan kuma Ubangiji Allah zai cika rumbunka.
And your barns will overflow with good
wine.
Know the meaning of good wine? Anointing. Ability to comprehend what God is saying. I'm not saying the reason why Jesus doesn't carry money up and down. I've seen that.
And then again, Abunde Yesu
Bayayawodopudi. What is in him? He's capable of. What did he say should honor the Lord with? With the best.
Yes,
sir. May I ask God today? Offering offerers.
Masuba de Baiko.
Do we offer offering the best we have?
Baiko na kamuna bada mapi kyau da muke da shi ne. An biya zuwa gare ka zuwa gare ni.
I'm not reading the Bible and I don't think I will write one. All right.
Ni kan ban rubuta littafi da sarki ba.
I am not called to write the Bible. I am called to explain and to preach the Bible.
Na zone na yiwazi akan gugutu.
Please, let's go back there. Let me make that impossible in verse 9 again.
Ukoma ayatara. Akoma baya ayatara.
No, I want that energy.
Ayatara, wanda kuka nuna ataka.
Like this King James, some of us will not pick the thing that.
Turenting, wanda King James, yena dang ba irina wahala.
Honor the law with your word, and with the best part of everything you produce, the best of it.
Verse 10.
Then God will fill your barns with grain. And your barns will overflow with good wine. How many of you are hearing now? Do we have Hausa translation? Stop, bring it. Because I want you to go back to something today.
Doing Hausa.
Just give me mine, sir. Let me give me mine.
Magana sura uku ayatara da goma.
God's children should have the best in life.
Gaskiya yana da kyau ayan Allah mu samu mafi kyau a rayuwa.
We should have the best in life.
Mu samu mafi kyau a rayuwa. Aya goma.
Ayatara. Chapter 3, verse 9.
Misalai sura uku aya tara.
Angoma.
Ka girmama Ubangiji da wadatanka. Da nunan fari na dukan mallakarka. Da hakanan rumbunka za su cika da albarka. Wuraren matsewarka za su cika da sabon ruwan anab har su zuba.
Kunjigo?
Are we together?
Now, listen to me.
Kujini.
You know here, you know the way we do our thing here.
Who say in the mucha abu mwana?
But I will declare all the counsel of God for you.
Amanifa zambada duka for you.
Let for you to respond.
Yes, orabuku kuyibi yeya.
Now, listen. It's so serious that we have done about healing very well.
Gaskiya fa mu yi koyar su game da wato wakar su so sai
we may enjoy good health and that's why we're
going to Allah.
Don't worry,
muna jin dadin lafiyar jiki warare.
What is our demand? What is God demand from us? Honor him with our substance and the force fruit of all our increase, then the Lord will feed. If you play your own role, it will do what?
Inkai aikin ka fa Allah shi ma zai nashi. Menene bukatar? Bukatar shine mu girmanta shi da dukkan madatar mu da kuma nunan fari.
You know, Proverbs was written by the wealthiest man who ever lived in the whole Testament.
Kusani fa littafin misalai fa an rubuta ta hannu wanda ya fi wadata
Ada.
Let's move to chapter 11.
Bari mu duba sura ta 11.
Verse
24 and 25. Misale sura ta 11:24-25.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say hallelujah.
Amen.
There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is me, but he tendeth to poverty. Verse 25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. We give her energy.
Kubamu, NLC.
Say no more poverty for me. Say it again. Say it as if you mean business.
No more poverty. Ba, tell out you kuma gabeni.
Look at what he said. Give freely.
Kabayat, kyauta.
And become more worthy.
Ano kuma da kazama, me wadata kuma.
Be stingy and lose everything.
In Kairowa, Zakara Sakumai.
The generous will prosper.
One day, Kebaruwa, the Zuchia, there, say in a Sarah.
Those who refresh others with themselves be refreshed. Is there anything that is more than this?
The one day, sir, when the Pharisee is him, they Pharisee.
Even though the person you refresh may not tell you thank you, it's a law.
Wannan doka ce ko ba ce maka an gode ba bayan alheri
kai da Allah da son again ito ba
doka ce a cikin ruhaniya wanda take juyawa.
Please, can we read it again? Let's check.
Mu sake karantawa.
Be no verse 20
daga farko daga sura 24.
Give freely and become more worthy.
Kabar a cikin kyauta ka zama to mai wadata.
Be stingy and lose everything.
Kai lukudi, kai rowa, ka rasa komai.
You know the law of the natural law will say gather enough so that you have enough, but the law of God says that's not my way.
Kun san dai akwai waisu basira ko kwa fahimta na rayuwa, wato ka tara wa kanka zuciya amma nan fa da masaki.
I told you something when we are moving. I said, I want to increase my seed this year. And for life.
Nagiawani.
I want to increase.
Let's say Shekara Nafa in a song. Ara wato shoot.
Time will come say want to go. We are going for a crusade 10 minutes. I say forget it. I might need to. I need some. There's something I want you to have.
Nima akwe abunda nake so Allah mini. So in a song ara bayar tuwata.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Marimu kwa tabia.
Having a full love God. Okay, now listen. You have something to eat.
Kana da abunci wanda zaka ci.
And God said, well, this thing you want to eat, can't you give me a sleep hunger that night?
Say Allah ya to wannan abun da kana so ka cin nan ka bar mini mana sai kai bacci da yunwa da daddare nan.
If you really love God, will you release it?
Inde da gaske kana kaunar Allah zaka ba da wannan abunci?
Let me come back home. Not to the genuine love, the fake love.
To, bari mu da kuma.
If your girlfriend or your boyfriend say you need something,
to,
will you not go hungry?
When the iri was to fake love.
No, let's, no. You have never been here before. Okay, you were born saints. No, okay. When they gave back to you, you repented of it. Some of you now who are engaged. My fiancé, I have not talked to her today. Have you talked to God? Do you remember that?
Yawanchi, mu wanda, yanzu muna tunanin aure, sai mu tashi rana da.
Some of you will go extra mile to make sure that you meet that need.
Wai su mu ma muna yin duka domin arkate ma mu samu dai wannan muradin mu.
There is a life that God wants to deliver somewhere.
Akwai wata rai wanda Ubangiji Allah yana so ya bata yanki.
The messenger that God wants to send has no money, but you have money. Do you know both of you are both messengers? Release that money, let that person go. When the person is delivered, the reward comes to both of you.
Katifa, Allah na say,
sorry,
I'm supposed to do a God. What are you? Allah na sai ke sako ta ga wadansu amma wanda zai amfani da su ba su da kudi kai kuma kana da kudi ka ji dukan ku fa bayi ne na Ubangiji.
My earnest desire for every child of God is that they should get to the level and nobody tell them. They should know the right thing to do.
Babban muradi na shine kowani mutumi Krista nan Allah ya kai matsayi da ba sai an giya masa ba zai san me zai yi.
If someone will step into heaven, we see Christ. Oh, thank God for your life. It is your money they use that saved my life. I will have died.
I will have perished. Oh, now go to Allah the miracle. Kusani, put out them kune yeke yeke one.
Where do you see POP house in those days? The best house in those days, no POP. Abi? Those best houses in those days, are they still best now?
Gida dai masu wanda suka fi kyau da sune masu kyau yanzu ne babu
likewise this POP that is shining now
when the POP that we
can give it some years to come
shekaru da
zuwa maybe the next system is maybe glass
ake da fara sa wato tangarama a sama
but there is one investment that can never grow older. It is investment into God's kingdom.
Amma ka sani
it doesn't grow old.
Akwai wata aikin hannu ko kuwa kasuwanci wanda ba ta taba tsufa shine kasuwanci wanda in kai sa a cikin gidan Ubangiji.
Don't know when somebody made up his mind, say, Lord, if as far as your kingdom is concerned, I want to be part of those who will be contributing to it. Do know you will see doors open.
In the Zakai one now, Kudiri, that's your Ubangiji. I think you're working Kavani minus on someone that has a bad one.
Don't say until I have millions, start with what you have now.
Kaje wai sai ka mallaki komai babu. Dan kalila da kake da shi ka fara da shi yanzu.
Thank God for Bishop Nisi.
Godo Allah da mi rayuwar wannan dan wada ka kira.
I started my seed with him.
Na fara wato na wayar suwa ko kuwa shuka iri nawa a gure sa.
The least Richard card is 100 naira. He has 100 abi. Right from beginning.
Kalila Richard card dai shine
naira. I started with that man. If I send 100 naira Richard card, he will use 20 naira to pray for me.
Duk lokaci da ina tura Richard card din naira 100 baba sai amfani da naira 20 a cikin 100 da baba ya tura masa yayin masa addu'a.
Do you know that Lord we honor you. Do you know it goes a long way.
Sai Ubangiji Allah zai girmanta ka.
Do you know even though he didn't voice any blessing, he didn't release anything, his heart.
Amma ku sani ko bai bari wani abu kyauta ba ma amma zuciyarsa ta yi mana addu'a.
Each time we greet, who do I normally ask you? How is mama? Let me come again to this
one. Yeah, mama.
If you are not blessing your parents
in them back
with material and financial resources based on your capacity,
in them back you are
not doing yourself well.
Yeah, yenka. The malakan ka komi kan kan tansa an baka yi ma iya yin ka.
Abaja only come to expose everything that you need to know tonight.
Yo, muna so mu bude duk wani abun da ya kamata mu gane game da bayan suwa.
A brother caught one thing here.
When dan uwa.
He doesn't come here always though.
Akwai dan uwa baya zuwa nan kullum yau ne.
But there is no space in the pig. We must discuss it on the land table. We were coming from somewhere one day. We stopped to say hello to him. He said, that thing that my father liked, where to eat, let me go. But you think you were there now? You were enjoying it, even gave two of us. We
shared
it.
You
just got to eat. Everything was just open.
Haka,
right? They said that if they don't know the secret, forget. I don't want them to know the secret. Let me show you something. Don't be condemned. Don't condemn yourself if you are not be doing it, but start now.
Kaji, may you are
back. I realize that giving will escape you from sickness.
Kaji,
I saw it in the Bible. I saw it there.
Baya suwafa se baka yenchi da kututu tuka da chiu.
Can you please give us Psalm 41?
Uduba Lisati Zabura Sura Adba in the
Hallelujah.
Zabura Surah 40.
You are not answering me again because I'm hitting something better.
Would you hallelujah, Buji?
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, borrow me an amen.
Amen.
Pastor Richard, borrow me an amen.
Amen.
Good, you see now. It's following. Today will be the least you will ever be.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said Psalm 41 from verse 1.
Zabura arba in the there.
Hallelujah. Would you all read verse 1 to 3? Blessed is he that considereth the poor.
Mi albarka ne shi wanda yake tuna da matalauta.
By considering the poor, you know, look at the blessing. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble.
Ubangiji Allah zai kuburta da shi a lokacin damuwa.
Verse 2.
Aya na biyu.
The Lord will preserve him.
Ubangiji Allah zai kiyaye shi.
And keep him alive.
Kuma zai barsa da rai.
And he shall be blessed upon the earth.
Kuma zai zama mai albarka akan duniya.
And thou will not deliver him unto the will of his enemy.
Kuma Allah bai zai mika shi zuwa ga manufan makiyinsa ba.
The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Are you seeing it now?
Ubangiji Allah zai bashi iko.
Thou will make all his bed in his sickness.
Kuma Ubangiji Allah zai bashi lafiya akan gadon ciwo.
I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee.
Do not
giving liberally, generously, do you know it's a thing?
Kusani cewa rashin bayarwa ma zurubi ne?
But I don't have anything, I don't have anything. Oh, you don't have anything, it's not true.
Banda komai.
You know one day.
It's good for those eating.
A couple came, they want to, they were preparing for wedding.
They
came for prayer. And I start praying.
Now, so
in the name of Jesus, I had a
voice.
That your best shirt. The best of your shirt. Go and give to
the day. My best shirt.
You know, sometimes when we hear, we behave as if we don't hear.
What
in
that,
the name of the Lord Jesus, as I want to I say, go and answer. I remove the shirt.
They
were surprised.
Sukajima,
the Lord say, I should bless you with it.
Don't
know the next in the name of Jesus. The two of them were on the floor. But when I do the first
time, really
in the name of the Lord Jesus,
Christ,
the knowledge of God's word will take you from where you are to where God wants you to be.
For him,
something happened to me another day, another time. Sometimes, let's see. The higher you advance spiritually, the more devil that confronts you.
Katifa, girmanka atike ruhaniya.
But you see me?
Girman ibilis, the death is
kacheta. No Satan come near me. It's because you are not advancing spiritually. If you're advancing spiritually, you are the target.
Katanifa, enkana girma atike ruhaniya, kaine watu kakon ketan.
Only God will reward preachers.
Gatia Allah ne kawai yake ba masu yada bishara sakamakon su.
The certain woman
ko wata mata
will be relating and praying and all of this.
Tana ta addu'a.
They say she will never give up.
An ce wai an yi furci akan ta
wata ta ba.
Kuma ta muka ce
she will give birth in the name of God. Kuma ta
muka ce taken zaki alwa cikin sunan Yesu.
It became a matter. To the point that physically, I mean, not only spiritual, physically they sin.
Hariye kema bataru hariya kede baba hatta idanu gingin gin muna gani aka turo sako.
And give us warning.
Aka ba mu kudi.
Warning.
Aka ba mu wato aka dama na kunne.
woman finally got pregnant by the grace of God and all of this.
The
weak, the woman were to put to bed.
Wato a cikin wannan sati ko kuwa mako da ya
kama shi da aiki. I don't think I've experienced pain like that in my life.
Ban taba gani abu kamar haka ba a rayuwa.
But the woman, after 4 days, the woman now called say, "Sir, I'm going to the hospital." I said, "I know."
Bayan kwana
I know that I know.
Tace baba zan ji asibiti.
See, but the doctor say operation go, no operation. I can't feel this
what
kind of pain.
I say, I die, Pedua, not Tije, Babu Pedua.
And I said, I was just thinking, Lord, what's the way out? Because I pray, nothing else.
I do a night,
he said, in the church where my wife attends,
say it, say.
They were fixing the window of the church. They were fixing it.
Sai yace wato ikkilisiya da matana take zuwa ana aikin window.
If you cannot buy one, buy half. You know the minimum, buy half at least. When you bring the half of the money, then another person will complete it.
Sai yace ko baraka yi hada window da ba dai ka kudi ayi rabin aikin window da.
The thought came and I asked her, say, look, that your this is, they say two of you should buy two, huh? They buy one. I say yes, it's okay. How much did they say? He told me. I removed the money. I said, please, when you get to the church, you know, as soon as I removed that money, the demon left. I said, ah.
Take,
it was then I realized what is called battle seed. Maybe I will read it for you, no other Sunday. There is a battle seed. The moment I drop it, the flesh stops.
Then about the one iri.
Don't know the glorious thing?
Kusambe mafi daukaka.
The woman to deliver safely.
Matan nan ita ma tai aikun ta lami lafiya.
Give us 2 Kings chapter 3.
Ku ba mu sarakuna na biyu sura uku.
You know, something happened. Someone went to late Archbishop Benson Dowser.
Akwai wani kuma da ya je gurin wato marigayi late Archbishop Dowser.
I need the anointing that you carry, says okay.
Yes, in our saying irin.
He said me now. He made that.
Shabawa wanda kache.
Father, all my tribulation, all my trouble, all my trial, all my... The guy removed, the man removed.
Yes, can I say
irin. What kind of thing is it?
Ne baba eche toko turkuta. Ne baba efara adwa eche tukta mwa de natama fiskanta arayu ada.
Amanji. He said, yes, that's what the amanji na trafesh.
Say, I'm good. Eche kai ba iru wanda adwa neke soba.
You think that another will just okay then when they come you'll be flying your
nose.
If anybody tell you the anointed man doesn't face challenge, it's not true.
May I tell you
the truth? The more anointed you are, the more challenges you confront. Do you think that Satan wish me living? No, sir. But by the grace of God, in his very highs.
Amma ta gurin alherin Ubangiji a idan halin shedan ma da kansa.
The work will be completed.
Aikin nan sai ta tika.
In the very eyes of the devil, your destiny will be fulfilled. You will fulfill destiny. Irrespective of the challenges in the name of Jesus. Second Kings chapter 3 from verse
24.
I don't see you. And it's missing. Are you here? Are you with me? We're going to Yola one certain day with the golf. No wiper.
Wiper
know the work.
I
know money to buy wiper. Rain
now
started. I should be the one driving.
Say Akafaro.
We have no option now to park.
So good the Babu wiper.
And where we park?
In the Muka Park Akuma.
It's not a village, inside bush.
At King Jeji, but what a call.
None that we like to park.
But what moves on to park up any papa?
If we did not park, we can't move.
Emba mu paka ba bazamu ya ganin gaban mu tafiya ba.
You hear what I say?
Kuna ganewa?
Eh?
Kuna ganewa?
inside the situation we were thinking.
Amafa achi won tell you na yi muna rera wakoji.
God will show you a way out of your situation.
Ubangiji Allah zai nuna maka hanya da zai bishe ka ka fita daga cikin damuwoyi ka a cikin sunan Yesu.
Let me read something for you here. And when they came to the camp of Israel,
da suka zo wato,
let me finish. Thank you. God bless you. The Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites, so that they fled before them. But they went forward smiting the Moabites, even in their country. Can you see? They were fighting them.
Verse
25 now. And they beat down the cities, and on every good pieces of land cast every man his stone, and fill it, and they stopped all the wells of water, and fell all the good trees. Only in Kirares left the stones thereof. How be it? The slingers went about it and smote it. The next verse. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle is too sore for him, look at what he did. He took with him 700 men that do swore to break through even unto the king of Edom, but they could not. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was a great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land. Unbelieving king, offer a sacrifice. God tell his people, say the battle must be against his own people.
Sarki,
there is no situation you are passing through that there is no solution for it.
Kuji, ba wata yanayi da kake ciki wanda babu mafita. Ba wata yanayi da mutum ya fada ciki wanda ba shi da mafita.
Give me 2 Samuel chapter 24.
Sama'ila na biyu.
I think verse 24.
Sura 24, aya 24.
So long to me, let's just read. 2 Samuel.
Sama'ila na biyu.
Chapter 24.
Sura 24.
Let's go, verse 24. Huh?
Aya 24.
And the king said unto Arauna, nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doeth cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and offering for 50 shekels of silver. Is that the last verse? And David built there an altar unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, so the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. What made the plague to stay? To stop? Sacrifice.
Battle.
You know, if you read from verse 1, there was a battle against. Because in number, he do censors. Abi? And God never wanted him to do censors. So at the end of the day, when he did census, he goes, okay, for this reason, evil will start happening. And evil started happening.
By
and
again,
they didn't know nothing. He doesn't know what to do to stop it until he remember this.
By again,
whatever is battling your life now, God
will
show you what to do to end it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Ubangiji Allah zai nuna maka mafita daga kowace damuwa a rayuwarka a cikin sunan Yesu.
Look at the point now. The promises of giving are receiving. Jesus taught it.
Alkawalai da suke cikin bayarwa da ba da karba wanda Yesu ya koyar su akai.
I know God will do it. God has already done his part. Now your own part remains.
Na da Ubangiji zai yi mini. Allah ya riga ya gama nashi soran naka.
I wanted to read the passage before I go into God. Genesis 27. I wanted to read that, you know, I saw.
Naso
when I wanted to
Mukara Sawata Aya Watu Farawa Sura Ishirin da Bakwai.
Saw the hero of parents.
Jameda Iya Kena.
Genesis 27 verse 1.
Farawa Sura Ishirin da Bakwai Aya ta farko.
And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here am I. And he said, behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. At 3. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. Each time you sow to your parents' life, they are so blessed.
Kaji,
whether do they say anything else, they are so doers.
Do look at it, they come by, iya yenka fa, run through yenka maka albarka.
Now listen, we heard that honor the Lord with thy substance, Abi.
Kaji, munji, wataya wanda tachamana.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1.
Afisawa sura shida, daga ayat varu.
Your parents doesn't need your gift, so now you need their blessing. Your parents doesn't need your gift. You are the one that need their blessing. Do you hear what I said? I repeat again. Your parents doesn't need your gift, but you need their blessing. And one way to tap that blessing from them is by honoring them with your substance.
Kuma anya baba wanda zaka samu albarka daga gurin iyaye shine ka girmanta su da buratanka.
Children, obey your parents in the law, for this is right. Verse 2. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. How do you honor your mother and your father and mother? With what? We have saw it in the improver that you honor the Lord with your substance. Now, honor your father and your mother with what? Let's read it. With what? Which is the first commandment we promise. What is that promise? Verse 3. That it may be well.
When it is
and in the thou mayest live long on earth. Is there any prayer for long living?
Is there any
prayer for well-being?
No.
Excuse me, let me ask them. If we are praying, Lord, let me live long. Now lie. Honor your parents with your substance and you will live long. That is the key. There are prayers we pray today that we are praying because of ignorance. That it may be well with thee. And thou mayest live long. Where? On the earth. Lord, help me so that I will live on the earth. Honor your period with your substance. Is that interesting?
Who is that?
Is that a long? I didn't hear of that person.
When you were talking
at midnight last week,
the day Marco received
a call. I received a call.
Then
I
saw Yakirani.
I was doing something. I said, I won't take this call.
Now when you Abu Nacheka, bazan doki wa nani karawamba.
By 4.
Karpe hudu na sabi.
The call calling.
Nigera.
I picked the call.
Then I doka.
This. Then we pray.
Gashi.
Following morning, I went there to see the person. Thank God, everything was okay.
Sabe, najenaga mutumi kome na labi labia.
Let me just say this. Don't approach spiritual leader when you are in problem.
No. Listen.
No, let me finish. Don't only approach spiritual leader when you are in problem. Approach them also when you are not in problem. That's where I'm going somewhere. Don't only, it is in the time of trouble you'll be calling them. When you are not in trouble, why can't you call them? Do you understand my point? I'm dealing with this matter. See, God has already positioned and planned your well-being. You are the one to just locate and just follow. I don't know when I pray for myself last. I don't know. As regards to myself, no. It's people. By the God has blessed me. I'm just telling you the truth. Because every time I need us to say, Lord, you need us. Let others understand this. That's all. Do you see Brother Paul pray for himself? No. Pray for others. Let their eyes be open. Let this thing happen to them. And I said something in one of the comforters. I said, when you are in problem, you are in need. Just remember, Lord, whosoever is in need. The same thing that is in the Lord, deliver that person. And watch whether God will not deliver you. You know, this me, no. Oh, yeah, this me. This, no. That's stinginess. Release. Let people be blessed through you continuously. And do you know one thing? The more consistent you are in sowing, the more consistent your harvest will keep coming. We should get this. Church has become weird. It's okay. When they just see only one person making wheat, they will like to surround that person and reduce that person to nothing. You are not reducing the person to nothing. That person will keep making waste. Am I communicating? If we hear that one government official now is there now, what happened? He started Alina. Whether you give them job, did he have a factory? Is that government official not there to staff the government? It's to staff people. And I'll say reason why politicians even embezzle money them. The moment they got to power, do you know what people did? You see their house early in the morning. Kill. Oh yeah, just give me my own. Let me go. No! A politician is there to start, not to embezzle money. But when people, trouble is too much for him, will he know? He just wake up early in the morning by 6 a.m. When you open your door, you see more than 50 people. They are coming to collect money. The question is that, are you a money sharer? And I've said this, and I will repeat now. I've taught the student at home and said, when you see any big man, don't ask them for anything. Ask them to teach you what makes them to be whom they are. That's the wisdom. That's wisdom. Ask them, please, can you teach me what has made you to be whom you are? Don't be running after their... No. If they give you good advice, they didn't get that. But don't be demanding from people. Sorry, what I'm saying may be offensive, but that's the truth. Do you understand my point? It is better for someone to teach you how to fish than to be giving you fish. This is the law. Is there any amount they will give someone that will not spend? He will finish it. But if they teach you how to earn it, oh my God, it's for life. Do you hear what I said? Please don't be offended, but that's the truth. You see a big man, everybody just, let me go and give you whether something will fall. Are you a parasite? Not at all. Are you with me? You only see people today, meeting big men to teach them how they became big. You are not with me. Huh? If I fall in, wave your hand. I say wave. I didn't say, just wave it. How many of you have received blessing already? Have you received anything? Stand to your feet and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am blessed already. Thank you, Lord. For helping me to receive from you what I have received. I receive grace to understand. And I receive grace to practice. What I have heard. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is yours.